I'm Impressed by Annette Larson Pruhl. I am a telemarketer for a large corporation that is located on the Eastern Seaboard, but I work in Salt Lake City. Due to the nature of my work, I make phone calls all over the United States. Today I made my best call ever. It was the best because today I learned about you. I called the laundry and dry cleaning company in Virginia. After I transacted my business with the owner, he asked me where I was from. I replied, Utah. What part of Utah? Was his next question. Salt Lake City, I responded. Salt Lake City? Well, you must be a Mormon, he stated matter-of-factly. Yes, I am, I said. I have two girls who work for me who are Mormons, he continued. They're the best employees I've ever had. Those two girls are only seniors in high school, but they keep my store cleaner than any of my other employees, and they treat my customers great. They're really polite and pretty, you know, the all-American type. He said, those two girls are amazing. Would you believe that they get up at 5 a.m. every morning and go to seminary? I inserted. Well, I don't know what it's called, he continued, but it's some type of religious training. Then they go to school all day and come to work for me until 8 p.m. I don't know how they do all of the things they do, but I'm sure impressed. Would you believe that Mormon youth all over the world are going to early morning seminary 5 days a week? I asked. Well, that's one thing I have to say for your church, he said. You are sure raising your children right. They're the best. Thank you, I said humbly. We finished our conversation shortly after that, but I hung up the phone feeling a real sense of pride in you two girls. You're a prime example of what the church is all about. You're living the gospel to its fullest potential. Members who set examples as you have done help doors swing wide open for our missionaries. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you and the lives that you and other Latter-day Saint youth throughout the world are living. Truly, you are not hiding your candle under a bushel, see Matthew chapter 5, verse 15, but are leading the way for truth and righteousness. Thank you for all that you are doing for the church. We need more young members like you. End of article I'm Impressed by Annette Larson Pruhl. Feedback.